And joining us this morning from the Colorado Springs Police Department is Chief Vince Niskey. Good morning, Chief. It is great to see you this morning.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. Thanks for having me again today.
Well, and thanks so much for coming in. And of course, we know what the topic of conversation is going to be. A couple of Colorado Springs police officers involved in a deadly shooting a couple of weeks ago. And the investigation continues. El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating the process, though, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, some people may not understand this process of the investigation, and some are saying it can't be a fair process.
Some people don't understand how we investigate officer-involved shootings in El Paso County and Teller County. There's a state law that mandates that when a officer is involved in a shooting, the department that that officer belongs to has to have an outside law enforcement agency involved in that investigation. Years ago, in the 4th Judicial District, we made a decision that if Colorado Springs Police Department got involved in a shooting, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office would investigate that. We would investigate it ourselves and include one other person from EPSO. They would actually investigate the shooting. If El Paso County Sheriff's Office was involved in the shooting, then CSPD would investigate that. When the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating that officer-involved shooting, we do have a liaison group there to help them if they need any information from CSPD policies, if they need any help getting evidence out of our evidence, then we help them do that. We're not involved directly in the investigation. We're acting more as a liaison with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office so that they have everything they need to do a fair investigation of that officer-involved shooting.
And now, Chief, a lot of, I think, kind of confusion and controversy has arisen over the body-worn cameras. We know that CSPD officers do wear body-worn cameras.
Yes.
And some are calling for the release of the body-worn cameras right now. But it is also law, is it not, that custodial agencies can make the decision on whether or not to release the body-worn camera. But it sounds like CSPD has made that decision to release the footage from the officers' body-worn cameras.
Yes, we are going to release that footage, but we're not going to release it before the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is done with their investigation and is in the process of giving that to the DA's office for their review. We don't want to give the body-worn camera information out publicly to influence that investigation in any way. We want the investigation to be complete and on its own prior to us releasing that body-worn camera information, and hopefully we will get that done by the end of the week. We've had conversations with the sheriff's office that they were expecting to turn that case over to the DA's office toward the end of this week.
Now, that is that normal procedure for Colorado Springs Police Department, like before it goes to the DA's office, or?
No, that's not normal procedure. In past officer-involved shootings, we would not show the video until the DA's office had made a determination whether the officers acted within the law or not, and gave us their findings and made their findings public.
What would you say? There's a story in the Gazette this morning that basically they're saying that because Pete Carey, the former chief of police for the Colorado Springs Police Department, is now the undersheriff, that it's not a fair investigation. What would you say to that?
I think it's absurd. And I say that because I've known Pete Carey for years. I know that he is dedicated to the law, not dedicated to the organization that he worked for. I know he's dedicated and loyal to the organization he's working for now, but he is such a man of integrity that he is looking for the facts. He doesn't care that it's CSPD. He doesn't care that it's anybody else in the 4th Judicial District. His goal is to find the facts, report the facts to the DA's office. So making that tie that it wouldn't be fair and impartial because he's the undersheriff, to me, is absurd.
Now, after this goes to the DA's office, the district attorney, Dan May, could, depending on what the evidence shows, and we don't know what that evidence is going to show yet, he could file charges, not file charges, or take it to a grand jury. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, he could do any of those. He will, I'm sure, take a long review of this case before determining which direction he wants to go. He could determine that the officers acted lawfully, or he could take it to a grand jury so that he has a community look at this to make that determination as a grand jury.
Okay.
And now the officers involved in the shooting remain on administrative leave.
They're off administrative leave now, but we have worked with them if they needed more time off or if they wanted to work a desk job or work as a two-person car. And we do that with all officer-involved shootings, not this one in particular. Normally, an officer is off for 3 days after the shooting. And there's a perception that that 3 days they're sitting at home, but they're doing a lot of things for the department. There's a lot of requirements they have to do. They have to go see our staff psychologist. They have to go back to the range and qualify with their new weapon because their weapon that they used during the officer-involved shooting has been put into evidence. And then whenever their 3 days are up, depending on their days off pattern, they could have another 2 or 3 days off based on their days off pattern. If they come back and they're not comfortable working the streets on their own, which happens, we can put them in a desk job until they are comfortable. We can assign them with another officer to go out. So there's a multitude of ways we deal with officers coming back from an officer-involved shooting. This is no different than any of the other ones that we've had.
Okay. We'll continue with Chief Vince Niskey in just a couple of moments. It's approaching 7:43 on KRDO's Morning News.
And this morning we are talking with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. Chief, we appreciate you being here this morning. And after the deadly officer-involved shooting, we have seen some protests and rallies in downtown Colorado Springs, even in front of the Police Operations Center. And they may continue as well as this investigation is ongoing. But the police department, it sounds like obviously it's very supportive of these protests in supporting their right to protest.
Absolutely. I mean, we believe in everybody's First Amendment right.
Yep.
To get their message out. When we are notified of a protest, we will have people available to support that protest in the sense that if there are counter-protesters, we try to keep the counter-protesters away from the protesters, but with the understanding that even the counter-protesters have a First Amendment right as well. We just try to keep them from getting together and having an altercation, similar to the one that occurred out in front of the POC last week.
Mm-hmm.
We really do respect everybody's rights, whether we agree with the message or not. We think we are there to support them as a police department, right. Be as part of our community, and yep. to support their right to free speech and their right to demonstrate.
Now, has the police department heard of any more rallies or protests coming up at all?
I believe there's a demonstration and a press conference in front of the POC this morning. To ask for an independent review of this case. And again, we will be ready in case there are counter-protesters, but we don't plan on doing anything to prevent that from occurring.
Now, Chief, that everybody, of course, is waiting the release of the investigation of the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. And do we know an exact time frame? I mean, we've kind of heard this week, but do we know an exact time frame?
I don't have an exact time frame. I'm expecting it Thursday or Friday. I haven't talked to the sheriff recently. I'm hoping to get with him today to talk to him just to see what that timeline might be. We will be ready when it's released to release the body-worn camera video when we're sure that the investigation is complete as of that day. I mean, I'd like to point out that even though they turn that investigation over to the DA's office, there could be new facts that come out. There could be people that come back and say, well, I witnessed it. So there might be some further investigation they need to do. So we were trying to release as minimal amount of information on the body-worn camera without skewing the public's view, without impacting any further investigation that may take place.
Chief, we're going to change subjects just real quick because it continues to be a problem and an issue in Colorado Springs, traffic accidents.
Yes.
And deaths with people. You're stepping up enforcement, aren't you?
We've stepped up our enforcement significantly. So has the El Paso County Sheriff's Office and State Patrol. It really has. State Patrol has really taken the lead. Captain John Lupton has taken the lead on coordinating our efforts throughout the El Paso and Teller counties.
Yeah.
We have stepped up ours. We haven't impacted our fatalities as much as we would like to. Our fatalities we're still within 2 of last year's. Last year was higher, but we're still pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was a record year. I think the significant thing to realize is that at the last time I got a report, our injury accidents were down 14%.
Oh, wow.
In Colorado Springs. That's huge.
Yeah.
Usually we only see about a 2% decrease or increase in any given year. This year it's been about 14%. I'm very, very proud of our uniformed employees and all of our employees that have stepped up their efforts in conducting traffic enforcement. We're still working on our photo enforcement. We have the 2 locations. We're hoping to get 2 more up here pretty quickly. And then we've already sat down as a PD staff to look at the next 6 locations to get those moving along pretty quickly.
Okay. Good information. Well, Chief, I know you're a very busy man. Thank you again for making time, and we'll get you set up for next month.
Great. Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.
You're welcome. 7:52 on KRDO's Morning News.